Scotty Wealth Management.
Love Talk Radio.
It's located in the Golden Bear Plaza in North Palm Beach. Give Dan a call at 877-578-5788. That's toll-free, 877-578-5788. Or check out the website at www.ascaniwm.com. Dan Ascani is a registered investment advisor representative of Kovac Advisors and is a registered representative of Kovac Securities. Dan can help you with money management, security brokerage services, financial services including financial planning, preservation, estate protection, and much, much more. Over the next hour, Dan will share his wisdom on all these subjects. Now, here's the host of Defending Your Money, Dan Ascani.
And welcome once again to the Defending Your Money show. This is Dan Ascani. I'm here every day at 5 p.m. Eastern on AM 740 WSBR, Money Talk Radio. Glad you could join us. Just remember that this show is about you as the consumer, the investor, and the business, defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. If you haven't heard the show before, it's designed to be educational on what to do to defend, build, and preserve wealth, and how to put it together here and what's going on in the financial markets and the economy and what to expect going forward. And we also talk about some of the processes we use in our wealth management and managing accounts and developing investment plans for clients and prospective clients. We are full-service wealth managers. Our firm is Ascani Wealth Management, North Palm Beach, Florida. And what we do is we manage discretionary accounts and provide securities, brokerage, wealth management, estate planning, and more for clients who have accounts at Fidelity, TD Ameritrade, or Pershing. And that covers most of the street there practically with respect to clearing and brokerage. So your relationship is with those firms, Fidelity, with respect to custodying assets, clearing trades, and so forth. And you just appoint us as your manager. Or if you're a corporation and you have a pension plan, we manage pension plans. And if you have a plan administrator, we would work directly with the administrator. Not at Fidelity. Perhaps you would stay at the administrator, or perhaps you would like Fidelity. It's up to you. In any case, we do manage for individuals and corporations. Now, today, the market's pausing, actually fairly quiet, for tomorrow's big number, the employment numbers. We already got a taste from the private survey from ADP yesterday that blew the socks off expectations, actually. Employment grew by 297,000 payrolls, according to ADP, and that's much more than expected. That's for the prior month, by the way. And tomorrow the government releases the employment report and the unemployment rate for the month of December, and that's the government calculated number. Now, it's interesting because before this, I think the street consensus, before the ADP number, I should say, yesterday, blew the socks off everybody's expectations. Before that, the street was expecting somewhere around 140,000 to 150,000 increase in payrolls tomorrow. And now, with the ADP report having been so strong, people are wondering whether the government report is going to be stronger than expected, too. And on the surface, that would be good. It would show employment growth finally. And combined with recent reports that employers have reduced layoffs the most since, I believe it was in 13 years. Don't hold me to that, but I believe that's what the report said yesterday. Layoffs have been reduced substantially. Combine that with potential increases in employment, and that employment rate, hopefully, the unemployment rate, I should say, hopefully will come down from the current level of 9.8. Not necessarily all at once, of course, but we need growth in non-farm payrolls. That's the number of payroll positions outside of agricultural jobs. We need growth there to start to whittle away at that unemployment rate. And so that's why the market is on the edge of its chair, really looking for tomorrow's number. Now, the downside potentially, if there is a downside to better employment numbers, is that with respect to the financial markets and how they'll react, the downside may be that the bar has been raised so high now for expectations that it's going to be hard to meet it. For example, if the street was expecting 150,000 increase in payroll positions tomorrow. And now the ADP report showed 297,000 increase from their survey. Perhaps people will be disappointed if the government number is only 150,000. That's just the way the street works, and that's partly because investors are investing for the future. The market is discounting future events in today's pricing, and the employment numbers are last month's numbers. The employment rate is a lagging indicator. The non-farm payroll number is more current because it's a recent survey, very recent. But nonetheless, the market is looking forward to what economic conditions might be 6 to 12 months from now. And so it could be that if the government number tomorrow doesn't blow the socks off expectations like the ADP report did yesterday, it could be that the market concludes or that investors conclude that this is already priced in to where the market is now. After all, the stock market had a very good September and a very good December, and it's already run up quite a bit from the correction lows that occurred in late August. And the market just seems to drift up and up. I believe there were only four down days in the S&P 500 in the month of December, only four. So the market drifting up, becoming overbought. That means as it rallies higher and higher without a correction, volume is dropping. Average 10-day volume on the New York Stock Exchange is barely over 700 million shares. This week's rally to start the new year, January 3rd, was only on 1 billion shares, slightly over 1 billion. A volume is low. Indicators, technical indicators you look at, I won't go into them now, but those of you who are technicians who follow technical indicators would see that the market's overbought here. And overbought is not necessarily an instant negative. It means that the market is attracting buying, and that's why it's overbought. But what happens is the buying temporarily runs out of steam, and sometimes a symptom of that is low volume. And then you see a correction set in. The corrections are healthy. If the market doesn't correct, it's not healthy. If we blow up in a bubble, for example, like we did in 1999 when the NASDAQ 100 was up 85%. Remember that final up year, the biggest up year for any stock index in history, 1999, NASDAQ 85% up. What happened after that? The NASDAQ spent 2 years dropping 90%. The NASDAQ 100, that is, tech-weighted, tech-heavy. NASDAQ 100 dropped 90% after that. If you had a $100 stock, it was at 10 by those numbers 2 years later. Big rallies without corrections are not healthy. It brings stock prices higher, but then you have to be very conscious about managing risk. And that's what we talk about a lot on this show. The Defending Your Money show partly is about managing risk, because when the markets get volatile, and they will get volatile again, a risk management strategy must be in place or you'll go on a roller coaster ride, what the Dow is doing, for example. That's why this week we've been talking about investment plans using our software for what we do for our clients and for prospective clients to show them what the investment plan would be before you even employ it. The investment plan this week is one of our subjects of this show, because it's an ideal time to plan. First of all, it's the beginning of the year. Great time to plan for the whole year. Part of that plan would be inputting your goals, not just your financial goals, but perhaps the goals for your family, retirement goals, retirement income goals if you're already retired, education goals if you have kids you're going to put through college, and so forth. That vacation ski chalet or that investment property, whatever it is you want to do and that are a part of your goals, now's the time to evaluate them. And also from the standpoint of where the market is, having crashed in 2008 and into early 2009, then rebounding strongly but still well off its highs, but the point is the market rebounded and is at the highest point in a couple of years, highest points in September 2008. because of where the market is, many people are coming to us saying, I feel like my portfolio has gotten me some of my money back, maybe 70 or 80% of it back, and I don't want that to happen again. I don't want the market to take away the value of my portfolio like it did again. So what do I do? And that's where the investment planning comes in. We have software that we use to put your portfolio in, put your goals in, put your level of risk tolerance into the software, take an X-ray of the portfolio, and then we can show you right at our meeting to decide what you want to do with your portfolio. We show you right at the meeting what sort of investment changes that you might make would do to your portfolio, the level of risk, the expected returns, the projected income. You can see that all on the software before you do anything, and that's really the important part about planning. You're not taking so-called pot shots at the market or at investing by selecting a couple of investments and going by the seat of your pants. You would actually have a plan, and not only that, but you would have looked at what the changes that you made due to your portfolio, due to the level of risk and returns before you even do anything, and that's really the name of the game. And this financial plan, it's actually an investment plan, not a full financial plan, although we can do that for you. We do financial planning at our firm. But most people want the investment plan that's a multi-page report showing your current portfolio, the targeted distribution of investments, the allocation between different investments that you need in order to achieve the goals that you state and the level of risk tolerance you state, and then our proposed investment changes. And the good part about this is we can get any investment product out there. We're not dependent on any one of those products for our revenues. We specialize in discretionary account management, and where there's not discretion, we specialize in matching you up with whatever product you need or may consider to meet your goals based on your own goals. And that's the whole key. The investment plan puts this together in an organized fashion, and it's what the prudent investor would do. You would put it all together, all those pieces of the puzzle out there in the investment world, in a plan to find out which pieces fit your puzzle. And I don't want it to be puzzling. We can bring you through this. This is Dan Ascani with the Defending Your Money Show. Don't go away. Get our number right now at the commercial break and give me a call.
Are you worried about whether the stock market will dive again? Are you concerned that another swoon could take away from your retirement and your financial future? Hi, I'm Dan Ascani, host of the Defending Your Money Show and founder of Ascani Wealth Management in North Palm Beach, Florida. For years, I've been managing client accounts using our proven models. I've been a licensed professional for over 25 years and have steered my clients and subscribers through our research through panics, crashes, and manias, including the crash of 87 and the crash of 2008. If you're considering well-researched and experienced money management, I invite you to call us toll-free at 877-578-5788. That's 877-578-5788, toll-free, or go to our website at defendingyourmoney.com for a free, no-obligation portfolio review. You'll be glad you did.
Dan Ascani is a registered investment advisor representative of Kovac Advisors, Inc. and a registered representative of Kovac Securities, member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you worried about whether the stock market will dive again? Are you concerned that another swoon could take away from your retirement and your financial future? Hi, I'm Dan Ascani, host of the Defending Your Money Show and founder of Ascani Wealth Management in North Palm Beach, Florida. For years, I've been managing client accounts using our proven models. I've been a licensed professional for over 25 years and have steered my clients and subscribers through our research through panics, crashes, and manias, including the crash of 87 and the crash of 2008. If you're considering well-researched and experienced money management, I invite you to call us toll-free at 877-578-5788. That's 877-578-5788, toll-free, or go to our website at defendingyourmoney.com for a free, no-obligation portfolio review. You'll be glad you did.
Dan Ascani is a registered investment advisor representative of Kovac Advisors, Inc. and a registered representative of Kovac Securities, member FINRA, SIPC.
And welcome back to the Defending Your Money show. This is Dan Ascani. Join me every day, every weekday, that is, 5 p.m. Eastern. And if you miss a show, you can hear it replayed at 6:30 a.m. Eastern on WSBR AM 740. Or you can go to our website and click on the radio archive, the radio icon to go to our archive, and there we have the show's archive. You can listen to them at your leisure, sorted by date and a general indication of the topic. And you can get to that website just by punching in defendingyourmoney.com into your browser. Now, today we're talking about investment planning and how the investment plan and the report that we provide you puts together all those investment products from the universe out there, and the ones that may meet your goals, we can put them in this investment plan, and then you can yay or nay them, because we can get any product out there for you. It's just a matter of how you put it together, and that's where the plan comes in. It's going to show you what the level of risk is, what the expected reward, the projected income from the portfolio, whether it's growth, balanced income, whatever the goals of the portfolio are, and also whether you need some additional services such as estate planning or financial planning. Now, it may be that as we're evaluating your current portfolio or your current financial situation, it may be that there's some estate planning suggestions we would have, and that we would have you consult estate planning counsel, and that may be that the assets in your family are need to be in a trust or some other sort of entity with respect to financial and estate planning. And all that can come out during a meeting. These meetings can be very productive. So we hope you give us a call and ask for me or one of our financial advisors. Again, that number, if you didn't get it during the commercial break, is 877-578-5788, toll free. That's 877-578-5788, toll free. Give us a call. Now, back to the markets and tomorrow's big number, the employment report, comes out the first Friday of every month. Unless there's five Fridays in a month, then it comes out the second Friday. This one is tomorrow. With a consensus, according to the Bloomberg poll of the economists that they poll, is for a 9.7% unemployment rate. That would be a downtick from 9.8. And for non-farm payrolls to have grown by 140,000, and on the private payroll front, 150,000 growth, and that would be an uptick. Now, the problem is, in the early stages of an economic recovery, you usually get a couple of blow your socks off employment reports where non-farm payrolls are expanding by 250,000 or more per month. That's sort of the kickoff out of a recession, and that hasn't happened this time. This is a very anemic recovery, and it's because it's a recovery from a crash, from a failure of our system, and it has been very difficult for our system to rebuild and hire this soon in the cycle. So even though there's been some recovery in gross domestic product and some of the economic numbers, it hasn't been enough to register the kind of employment growth that typically is seen to kick off an economic recovery. And that's got some people worried. I think as long as the stock market holds up and perhaps interest rates are rising, maybe they're not worried as much as they could be, because the recent rise in interest rates in government, corporate, and municipal bonds has partly been due to expectations that the economy is beginning to recover and that Treasury yields perhaps shouldn't be at record lows. They should be higher, and corporate yields should be higher, because as the economy recovers, it generally sends interest rates higher. And the municipal bond increase in yields has been partly due to concerns about the health of various municipalities in this country. So when you get a a rise in rates like that, or in the case of European sovereign bonds, the bonds issued by those European countries having debt problems, and you see a rise in rates there, that's not due to an economic recovery. It's due to concerns about default or the health of those countries. Then it's not a good situation. So there's two reasons why rates are rising right now. At least rates the Federal Reserve doesn't control. One is with respect to government bond yields rising because of the thinking by investors that the economy is recovering enough to bring rates higher, and they're not rising on the U.S. government treasury front because of fear of default. That's not why they're rising. But yet municipal bond yields have been rising partly because of concerns about the municipalities, and European sovereign debt yields have risen because of concerns about those countries and their ability to service their debt and the risk of default. And that's what's happening on the interest rate front. Now, tomorrow, after the employment number, we'll probably see the big moves in interest rates and stocks as investors digest whatever number actually comes out. And I was saying before the break that the bar has been raised pretty high for expectations this time. I went over the consensus a few minutes ago. 140,000 increase in non-farm payrolls, 150,000 increase in private payrolls, according to the Bloomberg survey. That's the expectation, but yesterday that ADP private report came out, and that showed an increase of 297,000, and that caused people to think maybe this number is going to be better than expected. And when that happens, then you wonder what expectations really are. Maybe expectations are no longer for an increase of 140,000 payrolls. Maybe it's for 200 or 250, and if it doesn't come in at that level, the market will be disappointed. We'll see. Right now, it's all speculation as to how the market reacts. But the point is, as I've been saying on this show and this week on the Defending Your Money show, in order to defend and build wealth in this environment, you got to be prepared for volatility when it returns, and you have to have a plan, an investment plan, and a strategy ahead of time. And perhaps also, in addition to that, you're confused by the number of investment products out there, or not just the number, but what to do about them. What do you do about municipal bonds when they decline in value and rates rise? What do you do about government bonds? What do you do with the stock market here? Just under 12,000 in the Dow and around 1270 in the S&P. What do you do with it here? Well, you don't have to know the answers to all those questions when you have an investment plan, because the plan is going to help you put together your portfolio or make changes to the portfolio such that the risk management is built into the portfolio. And I say that with an asterisk, because you can't just, as I've been saying on the show again this week, you can't just allocate assets across several asset classes, stocks, bonds, commodities, for example, and forget about them. It takes active management, and that's what we do as the next step. After the investment plan helps you put together the products out there that you may need, not just products, but stocks, bonds, gold, real estate, whatever you need, municipal bonds, corporate bonds, helps you put them all together and shows you what the risk level is. But the next step is looking at what the market's going to do. And no one knows that for sure. That's why we use models for the market. Some of them are proprietary. They're going to throw up the red flags when the stock market gets in trouble, and that's going to cause us to go into our managed accounts and defend them. We become defensive, actually. We have a plan that we've been using and a track record to show you how it's done of what to do when red flags go up for the stock market. But some of the models we follow also are not proprietary. They're modern portfolio theory. They're principles of asset allocation and risk management that a prudent investor would do. It's just that we take it a step further by consulting our models on what the markets are likely to do, at least according to the models. And our aim is to increase the odds as we can of being successful in defending building and preserving wealth and using the market as part of our input. That's important. We can't all just figure out the economy and the stock market, but we can try to increase the odds by getting information from the market. Give me a call at 877-578-5788, toll-free. That's 877-578-5788, toll-free. We'll tell you about our investment plan, our track record, and how we can help you. This is Dan Ascani with the Defending Your Money Show. We'll see you tomorrow at 5.
Thanks for listening to Defending Your Money with your host, Dan Ascani of Ascani Wealth Management, located in the Golden Bear Plaza in North Palm Beach. Now it's time for you to take action. Give Dan a call and set up your free consultation. 877-578-5788. That's toll free, 877-578-5788. Or check out the website at www.ascaniwm.com. That's ASCANIWM.com. And join us every day at this same time for Defending Your Money with your host, Dan Ascani, on AM 740 WSBR, South Florida's Money Talk Radio. The opinions expressed in this sponsored program are strictly related to post case and callers and not necessarily the position of staff and official sponsors. Featuring the very best in business broadcasting, you are listening to AM 740 WSBR, South Florida's only Money Talk Radio.